Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to 3TFM's Holy Half Hour with me, your host, the Reverend Alec Noble, local minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church, just down the road from this studio. I'd like to wish you and all our listeners a very happy new year. May God richly bless you throughout this new year, with all the blessings which come from having himself with you. So our theme tonight will come as no surprise to you. It is New Year and how to have a happy one. So, to get us all in the mood, just imagine it is Hogmanay, with the clock ticking towards midnight, and we count down 3, 2, 1, 12 chimes, and Happy New Year! That was the Festival Singers version of Robert Burns' timeless hit song. It's amazing to think that one of our local laddies wrote a song hundreds of years ago, which is still so popular, and popular not only in the Three Towns area of Ayrshire, but all over the world. Auld Lang Syne is seemingly forever the sound of New Year. New Year is a diamond with many facets or faces to it. For some, it's a happy time. For others, it's a sad time. For some, it's about looking back. For others, it's more about looking forward. Some look forward in eager anticipation and high hopes. Others look forward with some fear and trepidation. Some will be out celebrating in crowds. Others will be having private, intimate moments with immediate family and friends. For some, like Dinah Carroll here, New Year can be very romantic. Dinah's a local girl too, by the way.
What we love, before tonight. Oh, I don't need a crowded ballroom. Everything I want is here. If you're with me, next year will be the perfect year. No need to hear the music play. Your eyes say all there is to say. The stars can fade. Next to mine, I don't need a crowded ballroom. Everything I need is here. If you're with me, next year will be the perfect.
That was Dinah Carroll from just down the road in Irvine. Well, I hope we all get the perfect year this year, but somehow I doubt it. And how was last year for you? Was it perfect? Not bad? Not one of your better ones? Or was it one of those you'll be glad to see the back of? Surely it can't be so bad as Fantine in Les Miserables.
There was a time when men were kind, when their voices were soft and their words inviting. There was a time when love was blind and the world was a song and the song was exciting. There was a time it all went wrong. I dreamed a dream in time gone by, when hope was high and life worth living. I dreamed that love would never die. I dreamed that God would be forgiving. and I was young and unafraid. When dreams were made and used and wasted, there was no ransom to be paid, no song unsung, no wine untasted. But the tigers come at night with their voices soft as thunder.
No wonder this musical's called Les Miserables. Seriously though, it's a beautiful, haunting song which reminds us all that many people cross the threshold of another new year, scarred by the experiences of the past, and find themselves sighing or singing like Fantine. I had a dream my life would be so different from this hell I'm living. Now life has killed the dream I dreamed. Well, just before you go and jump in the harbour, hang on a moment. This programme is about to pick up and show you how the sighing can be turned to singing, and how we can all enjoy a very happy new year, and not just at Hogmanay, but for the whole year, and years, forever. Amen. How, I hear you ask? Well, let's turn to the great oracles and the philosophers from Sweden. ABBA. I bet that surprised you. Listen carefully and you will find them in a very profound mood. Here they are suggesting to us that just as couples start off all romantic, but find that the romance wears off a bit quite soon, but then the hard work of maintaining a mature relationship begins, so the initial romance and excitement of New Year quickly evaporates, and we have to set about the hard work of making it a good New Year.
Yesterday, now's the time for us to say,
Happy New Year!
If you listen to the chorus, Happy New Year, Happy New Year. May we all have a vision now and then of a world where every neighbour is a friend. Happy New Year, Happy New Year. May we all have our hopes, our will to try. If we don't, we might as well lay down and die, you and I. So, pull yourself together. Grab the new year with enthusiasm. Make it happen. Make your own luck. Dare to dream and go for your dreams. Make those resolutions and go for it. Try harder this year. Ah, but what happens when your get up and go has got up and gone? Martin Luther King of the Black Civil Rights Movement in the disunited states of America said, "You tell us blacks to lift ourselves up by the bootlaces. But what do we do when we haven't got any bootlaces?" We have tried to keep our New Year resolutions many times before, but it's always the same. The road to hell is littered with good intentions. We can't help ourselves. We're stuck in a rut. We can't get out of the bit. Help. Well, help is at hand. Here is the good news, and it's from Michael Card. He comforts us with the thought that the secret of life is not trying to achieve high human standards, but rather following Jesus. We can't help ourselves, but he can help us.
I have decided I'm gonna live like a believer, turn my back on the deceiver, gonna live what I believe. I have decided being good is just a fable, I just can't cause I'm not able, gonna leave it to the Lord. There's a wealth of things that I professed, I said that I believed, but deep inside I never changed. I guess I've been deceived, and a voice inside kept telling me that I'd change by and by, but the Spirit lies a lie. I have decided I'm gonna live like a believer, turn my back on the deceiver, gonna live what I believe. I have decided being good is just a fable, I just can't cause I'm not able, gonna leave it to the Lord.
So forget high standards, forget human achievement, Accept the fact that we can't help ourselves, but know that Jesus can help us. Lost sheep cannot find their way home, nor can they command the shepherd to come and find them. But the good shepherd is already looking for them, and he will lead them home rejoicing. We cannot make God love us or help us, but he does. Remember Jesus in the Bible healing the paralyzed man. He couldn't get out of the bit either. Remember Jesus calming the storm for the frightened disciples in the sinking boat. Remember Jesus raising dead Lazarus to life again. Remember Jesus holding Peter's hand as they walked on water. So put your hand into the hand of the God from Galilee. Every new year, I begin the church service with these words, the words of Minnie Louise Haskins, which were quoted by King George VI in his Christmas message of 1939. That was when the world was starting the Second World War. I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, "Give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown." And he replied, "Go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be to you better than light and safer than a known way."
Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water.
The water.
Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea.
Calmed the sea.
Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently. Every time I look into the holy book, I wanna tremble. But when I read about the part where a carpenter cleared the temple, for the buyers and the sellers were no different fellows than what I profess to be. And it causes me pain to know I'm not the guy that I should be. Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea.
Calmed the sea.
Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently by putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Mama taught me how to pray before I reached the age of 7. And when I'm down on my knees, that's when I'm close to heaven. Daddy lived his life with 2 kids and a wife. You do what you must do. But he showed me enough of what it takes to get you through. Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water.
The water.
Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently by putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee.
Hand in the hand of the man from Galilee.
Put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee.
So as we step into the mists of this new year, as we boldly go where none of us have gone before, put your hand into the hand of the God from Galilee. That will be for us better than a light and safer than a known way. So happy new year to you all from all of us here on 3TFM. And I leave you with a very popular song sung by Brian Kennedy, "You Raise Me Up." If you think of the "you" as Jesus, it sums up everything we've been saying. It makes reference to standing on mountains, having mountaintop experiences, mounting up with wings like eagles, as the Bible puts it. It speaks of walking on stormy seas, walking on water and doing the impossible like Jesus and Peter walking on the water. And it says, "You carry me on your shoulders," like the good shepherd Jesus carrying home his lost sheep. And the best line of all, "You raise me up to more than I can be." Wow. May God stretch all our elastic this new year.
When I am down and all my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burdened be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and settle wild with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me to more than I can be. Than I can be.